This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Excellent. That will hopefully make. Yeah. Man, last week was awful. Getting it to match up. It was still kind of off in episode, the third one of the week. Oh, it was still a little off, but it, you couldn't tell unless you listened to the originals. Huh. But we were overlapping a lot more, but it just, it didn't sound off or weird. It sounded natural. But yeah, it was off a little bit. Yeah, you can tell because there's a, you can always kind of hear you out of my headphones if I'm, like, turning my head just right, and you're talking, the sound just gets picked up in my microphone.
And, oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's when you can tell that there's an obvious, like, the sound's off, because the audio doesn't match up from what you're saying and what you can hear from my headphones.
Well, it didn't help with all the Skype problems we had last time.
Oh, that was a nightmare. Oh, Skype. Goddamn Skype.
Anywho, this is the Hold Your Goats podcast, episode 73.
Not even close, man. It's like 27, I think. I think we're on 27 right now. No, 28 will be this episode.
Yeah! So what are we going to talk about, boy?
A menagerie of miscellaneous materials.
I did my first event. I had to break up a fight at a concert.
That was nice. Event as in you had to, like, write up a... What?
They got thrown out and taken by the police.
Oh, nice.
I took the trash out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the
cultural
thing that made the fight go down?
Traditions. It was up at Salt Lake by the library, and basically a bunch of people got together, ate traditional dishes, and got drunk.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what started the fight?
Oh, I have no idea. They just kind of got up and started doing it.
Oh, that's weird. Huh. You escaped without bruises or anything?
Yeah, they weren't doing anything to us, of course.
Right. Sometimes people get crazy.
We're basically scarecrows. That's all we do is we stand at the gates and, like, scare people into not doing bad things.
Yeah. Power of uniform.
A face. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, man, I'm sick. It sucks.
I'm not. I got better.
It's like, it makes your eyes get red and, like, Logan, my youngest got, like, crusty, I don't know, it was, like, crusty eye boogers in his eyelashes and in his, like, tear duct. So right. I just had to, like, clean it and got some eye drops for him, and that helped him. But, yeah, it's awful. And the other day, my mom's eye was, like, swollen shut. It was nuts.
Is it, like, a pink eye thing?
Not really. It's transferred through the cold, and... It's just bacterial, but okay. It's not pink eye. It's highly contagious, but it's not pink eye. It's just like a strain of cold.
I got the black lung.
But yeah, the boys just have had a hard time sleeping this week, being sick. Their eyes just driving them crazy. It was awful.
Ouch.
So yeah, we're just trying to recover from it.
The only thing I've ever really done is work, and we just got back from a bike ride. We rode our bikes, like, 5 miles, probably.
Yeah. Where at?
Just up here.
Just around the streets?
Yeah, we started from our apartment and made all the way up to Second Dam, is what they call it.
Nice. It was a pretty nice day today. It's been so cold lately. Freaking snowing.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man. We got like 2 inches out of that last storm.
We've just had rain. I mean, we kind of had snow, but it was gone really quickly.
Yeah, we're stuck up here. I don't know what the elevation is up here. But yeah, snow likes to stick around. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
In May. That's nuts.
Snow in May. What for?
It's unbelievable.
Like, why?
Have you seen that, when Shia LaBeouf does his motivational speech?
Yes.
Did you see that? Yeah.
That one?
Yes.
Just do it!
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Oh, it's great. I thought it was very motivational.
Make your dream come true! Exactly.
Oh, man.
I have been told in the past from people that I look like him, and I just tell them that they're crazy.
Not at all, nothing like him.
But I've heard it from more than one person. I've heard it like from 10 people.
That's bizarre.
And then the latest is they say I look like Paul Rudd from Ant-Man.
I haven't seen Ant-Man.
And, like, maybe I could see that one.
Yeah, I could not weigh in.
Those are the only two that stand out really.
Yeah, I remember when I was working at Pretzel Maker, this old lady came up, and she was, like, hitting on me, and it was really gross, and then she said, one thing was, you look a lot like that Leonardo DiCaprio, it was just disgusting, she was maybe, like, I don't know, mid-50s. It was gross, yeah. It was gnarly. Did not enjoy that experience.
Leonardo DiCaprio? Like,
yeah.
Why? Some people, I don't get it. I feel like most of the time when I tell somebody they look like somebody, they actually do. And people will agree with me. Like, don't they look like this person? They're like, oh, yeah, totally. But when people tell me what I look like, it's not even close. Maybe I'm just being judgmental over the top. Like, what? These people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they see what they want to see, I guess.
Right.
Maybe they're just trying to flatter you to get something.
Possibly, knowing the people that have told me this.
Yeah. Weasels.
Yeah, weasel.
Yeah.
Your little Shia LaBeouf.
Man, I've been blowing people's minds. Telling them that you never touch anything. You never actually touch anything. Touch is all fabricated in your mind. Because if you actually physically touch something, you'd be splitting atoms.
Right.
All you're feeling is just the repulsion of electrons.
Mm-hmm.
And texture. Everything is just all created in your mind, and you feel it as that sensation in your fingers, but it's all taking place in your brain. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is a crazy thing. It's so powerful.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I actually was watching, you just reminded me of something I was watching while I was at work today. I worked from 9 to 5, and I was super bored, so I started watching little short videos, because I can't watch, like, YouTube straight up. Otherwise, I'd get in trouble. But I can watch little clips that come across on, like, Facebook or Instagram. And one of them was this video where they were actually performing open heart surgery, and it was showing how they transport the beating heart after it's started pumping to the person's body. And I was just watching the whole time. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, that heart is pumping in that machine, and then they're putting it in that guy's body. Like, oh, man, that was pretty crazy.
Wow.
It reminded me, like, of Rat Race, though, because there's that scene where the guy has to transport the heart.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
That's nuts. Like, attached to a pacemaker? Or just a standalone heart?
No, it was a heart, and it was hooked up to, like, all these valves and stuff that were pumping blood through it.
So they got it to start pumping, and then they put it inside of him?
Yeah. After the heart started beating on its own, they, like,
and then they severed it from all the valves and everything? And
they what?
Wait, so was it attached to, like, his arteries and everything outside, and then they got it pumping and put it back in? Or was it separated from his, like, arteries and everything?
It wasn't pumping at all at first. and then they put it in this machine, and it started pumping, and it was hooked up to, like, all these machines that would tell, like, how much blood it was pumping, at what rate it was pumping, the heart rate, so that they could tune it in to the right settings.
Patterns, frequency.
Yeah, so it would be right for the person's body, and then they moved it over to his body.
Hmm. I still don't quite understand.
Hooked up to it.
That's crazy. Well, I imagine they have to sync it up because your body, if it senses that it's a foreign object, it just rejects it.
Right.
But, so it was, that's so weird. So the heart was still, it was out of his chest?
Yeah, it was somebody else's heart that they were going to
implant
and put in this guy's body.
So his heart was removed. Like he was dead on the table.
No, he needed a new heart.
Okay.
What are you not getting about this?
Just how they get it to pump and then put it in the chest and attach it to all the arteries and everything.
You'll just have to watch the video, man. I can only explain so much.
Well, because I imagine you get it pumping, right? Beating.
Right.
And then you separate it from everything and it's not pumping blood through it to get it into this guy's chest with his blood. His arteries and everything. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. It was very complicated.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
That's insane. It's just so
complicated.
Our bodies are just insane.
Yeah, they are.
It's nuts, man. Did you ever take anatomy?
I never took anatomy.
Hmm.
I should have.
Well, you took biology in, like, high school, so you know a general idea of, like, the
crash course.
Yeah. Well, you can understand that it's all complicated.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make, so it still stands, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so getting back into dreams, man.
Oh, I haven't had a good dream in a long time. I feel like some people, they dream often, and they're able to remember it very well. I'm not one of those people. I probably dream.
Yeah, you are.
But when I go to bed, I wake up and I just remember black, like all night.
Mm. But you can remember your dreams. You can. It's not.
I can when I have.
Anybody can.
Yeah. I just don't.
You just have to train for it.
I'll probably remember a dream once every 3 weeks.
Okay, so, this will blow your mind, I think. You have about 9 dreams a night.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, you know that? Okay. Well, it didn't blow your mind, though.
No. I knew it was a lot.
Disappointed.
Just have one dream a night. That's... yeah. Yeah, your brain activity...
It's all the...
...is different every time.
It's when you're in the REM stage of sleep that you have dreams. And you sleep in a cycle of sleep stages. And REM sleep is the deepest sleep. That's when you enter sleep paralysis and all that fun stuff. But did you ever do lucid dreaming? Did you ever mess with that?
I didn't mess with lucid dreaming, but I did mess with something called the Gansfield effect.
The what?
Gansfield.
Do explain.
So, I think it was the guy's name, the scientist or whoever who discovered this. His last name was Gansfield. But he was an Arctic explorer. And it has to do with sensory deprivation.
Hmm.
So basically when he was walking around in the Arctic, right? The blizzards would pass by in front of his face. And all he would hear is like the wind and the snow. So his ears basically started to get sensory deprivation, and same with his eyes, because all he would see was the snowflakes and whiteness all around him. So
that's
what your
nuts.
Brain does when it starts to hear like the same thing, like static, or you see the same color, and like if you're in a cave, you'll start to have like mini hallucinations, like either voices or colors, or you'll start seeing things, you know?
Right.
And that's due to your brain doing, like, checkups. Your brain is like, oh, all I'm seeing is white, where all I'm hearing is wind and snow, mm-hmm. or static, and I need to see if my brain, or I need to see if these things are still working. So it'll send little signals to them, trying to wake them up. So what we did was we would actually put headphones in and listen to static, and we put ping pong balls over our eyes so that all we saw were, was the white. And then we would just lay down on the ground and see what happened. It was pretty fun.
Is that like a Mormon LSD?
No. There are people that legit do it for therapy, but they have like water tanks that they get into so that their body feels like it's floating.
That's sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what exactly it is. And it's called the Mansfield effect.
Yeah, I never heard about that, but I've heard about sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah, those are pretty interesting. That's what happens in them.
Yeah.
I think they did a little bit of a nod to it in that. I don't know if you've seen that TV series, Stranger Things.
I haven't seen that one.
There's a point in the series in season one where they do that. They put the girl in like a tub of water so that she can have like a sensory deprivation and use her powers better or whatever.
Yeah, going back to sensory deprivation.
Dreams,
well, I was just gonna make a point. I kind of had this thought that our minds like to find patterns. We like to at least find or maybe even fabricate order where there's chaos. And I was listening to somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they were referring to like the yin and yang symbol.
Right.
And how in the white one, which is supposed to be like peace, there's the one little black dot. And they were just saying that this symbolizes just how much of a balance is required, because the littlest bit of chaos can just take over peace. But I don't know, I just was thinking that like human consciousness is kind of the white dot in the black part of the yin and yang symbol, or like the thing that tries to make order of chaos, if that makes sense.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there in the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. Like rare.